Proclamation number 5317 of 14th of February, 1952. Sirius reminder to break away from matter. This is the commandment of the hour that you try to detach yourselves from matter and strive for the spiritual with a stronger will. Earth with its earthly material goods is still desirable to you, but nothing of it will remain when the time has come for my announcements to be fulfilled, when the end of this earth is here and your life comes to an end. Then only what you have collected in spiritual goods will count, and only this wealth will make you able to enliven the new earth or to work with it in the spiritual kingdom. But anyone who has nothing to show of spiritual goods, who is so closely connected to matter that he completely forgot the spiritual, will become matter himself. He will be condemned to a new banishment because only earth can become his abode, because the spiritual kingdom cannot receive him since matter still keeps him bound. Seek to detach yourselves from it. Free yourselves from that which is your undoing. You have long ago overcome hard matter. Do not let yourselves be captured by it again, but seek to become free from all form. Strive for spiritual life, a state of freedom, light and power. And if you are willing to do so, then don't hesitate, for you won't have much time left. Matter is so enticingly presented to you by my adversary that your will constantly weakens. Think about the fact that everything you can see and grasp is transient. Seriously consider the worthlessness of that which still seems desirable to you, and contrast this with an infinitely long time. In darkness or in the brightest light. You can create both states for yourselves, and therefore choose seriously. Drop matter and seek contact with the world, which offers you something far more beautiful than the earthly world, which is soon approaching its end. Don't let yourselves be beguiled by its illusory goods, the decay of which you will all still experience, for the sake of your souls I will still let you clearly recognize its impermanence, so that you will be shaken up and think about your fate after the death of your body. I warn you full of fatherly love because I would like to spare you unspeakable suffering but can only warn you but not force you to listen to me. Leave off the pleasures of the world and turn your mind upwards. Call upon all spiritual beings full of light for help if you are too weak to solve yourselves. Be of good will to strive upwards and you will be helped. But do not delay, for the time is hastening and it will come as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.